All right, just to remind people what this action is about, the council has talked for several years about the possibility of developing a hagfish FMP, and thus far it hasn't been prioritized. In any case, the decision was made, or at least the recommendation was made, that it would be a good idea to start collecting better information on this. So to that end, we have provided some information that our staffs have put together. You see a Fisheries Statistics Office report. This is under tab 15. Fishery information report that sort of gives an update of what's going on in the fishery to the extent we know it. And the item for you really to consider today is the document that is appended to that, hagfish information collection. If the council wishes to ask us to do it, we are prepared to undertake a regulatory action to require additional data collection from the hagfish fishery through requiring dealer processor permitting and reporting, requiring participation in the annual processor survey by dealers and processors, and requiring hagfish vessels to carry observers if selected to do so. That's pretty simple. It's a very small fishery, but the more we know about it, the better position that the council will be in if and when it decides to go forward with an FMP. So if the council wishes to make that recommendation to us, we'll go forward with that change to the regulations.
Tom Hill.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Seconded by Rip. Discussion. Paul Howard.
George, is there any required Federal Register, EA, EIS, all that kind of stuff? And would NIMS be doing that? Would there be a PDT? How do you intend to collect the data, and what documentation is necessary?
We'll take care of it. We'll do the whole thing. It'll be a fairly simple action. It'll be a regulatory amendment. We'll put those requirements in our regulations.
Based on that response, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. Is that it, George?
That's it.
Okay, on to other business. Any other business? Terry.
Yeah, I'll be real quick because everybody wants to head out of here. But I've been thinking about the discussion we had about pretty late on Tuesday about the inclusion of the limited access sectors in the SCALP amendment. And I voted against it because of it wasn't included in the scoping document. I didn't think it had any amount of public comment. So that being said, I'd like to make a motion to revisit this issue at the November council meeting. And my reason for doing so is that I think sectors are an important tool that should the public discussion should begin. And in 2 months' time, there'll be sufficient notice for the limited access and the general category folks to tell us what they think.
Terry, your motion is specific to putting the issue of sectors for the limited access fishery on the agenda for the November meeting?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a second? Jim Salisbury. Discussion. This is to put a discussion on an agenda in November. Paul Howard.
The way our process works, I thought after the scoping and everything, we had a meeting that said these are the issues we're going to do. So that now we're going to, this is fine. If the council wants to do it, fine. But we usually have a cutoff so that we can meet a completion date and say no more items. But, so I think we already did that, but I'm not sure.
Just delay. And that discussion may come up in the discussion of your specific issue may be touched on in the discussion we have about setting priorities, because we've had discussions in the past about
creating a committee that will deal with sectors and create, well, create principles around sectors and standards, so on and so forth. So, Phil.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I thought we were planning to do that or have that discussion in November.
We have to have that discussion in November, right? That's when we set our priorities.
With the priorities, right. It's part of the priorities.
Right.
So we're going to have that there, and we can talk about it at the same time.
Right. Paul.
This is a little different than setting priorities. This is to put it in the amendment, right? To consider putting, no? In Amendment 11, general category?
What the motion says is to have a discussion. The motion doesn't refer to putting it in the amendment. Correct? Go ahead, Jim.
I think the intent is that just to see, depending upon what priorities are set, for example, the sector committee, whether it could fit in there, couldn't fit in there, whether we'd have to do something with the scholar amendment, just to, because we don't know what the priorities are going to be yet, to keep this open until that's set.
Have to be clear to the scholar public. You know, in other words, we're going to be setting priorities, and I think I've gotten the message already that one of the priorities would be to establish an omnibus amendment to implement sectors. I'll write that down. That seems to be where we're going. Now, in terms of an agenda item, do we want to revisit what we disapproved and put that on the agenda so that we get good public input about whether we include a sector for limited access in the general category amendment? That's I just want to be clear. If this motion passes, I'll have an agenda item that says we intend to discuss and or approve the inclusion of a limited access sector in the general category amendment. Because let's not fool around. What are we? We're going to consider it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So your intent is to have the discussion and possibly
approve it.
Slide it into the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody understand what the intent is? No? Go ahead, John.
Yeah. Is this specific to the scallop amendment, or was it meant to have the discussion in the overall amendment that we were going to deal with as far as sectors?
Right. As the motion is written now, it would be just a part of the general discussion. It's not related specifically to the amendment.
The amendment of the sector? This one looks like it's specific to the scallop amendment.
That's
okay,
correct.
Because that's an issue that we voted on twice on the first day.
Document's not coming back, is it, for approval?
It wasn't.
Right. So you can't. It's not going to go back in by this motion.
Okay.
Unless it's a motion for reconsideration for the original decision, right. Which would be somewhat unfair considering all the scholar people are not here.
Okay. I'd rule that out of order. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
I don't have the minutes. We're adjourned.
No, it's fine. I did what I said I was going to do. I did what I said I was going to do.
Bring it back up?
Yep.